Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Neil Gregson, who is a non-executive director at Danakali Limited. How are you today, Neil?
Very well, thank you, Zach.
It's almost unheard of that I don't know of a company on the London market. Could you tell us about Danakali? I do know there's potash involved.
Yes, Danakali has a very high quality, long life potash deposit in Eritrea. It's not yet into production, but it's shallow. It's got a 200-year mine life. It will be, you know, low cost in terms of operating costs. And the company's planning on building it over the next couple of years.
Right. And to get from A to B, what is involved in simple terms?
Well, financing, really. So at the end of 2019, the African Finance Corp and Afriexim Bank put together a package of $200 million in debt. The project for phase one needs, you know, around about $300, maybe a bit more million dollars. So there is another, you know, $100 or so million required, which could be further debt, could be equity, could be sale down of the project. And the project called Kalulu is owned 50% by Danakali and 50% by Anamco, the Eritrean state mining company. So once the funding is in place, then the project is shovel ready. It'll be about a 2-year build to develop the mine and the processing plant.
For people who are not aware, what are the uses of potash? Because I think that seems to be quite an important point. There are other potash companies on the market, and to my mind at least, people don't appreciate what the use is and how important it is. Perhaps if they did, then maybe the valuations and the unique attractions of potash miners would be more appreciated.
Yes, and so it's commonly used as a fertilizer together with phosphate and nitrogen. The larger market in potash is the MOP market or murate of potash, but that is high in chlorine. Kalulu or the Danakali project is going to produce sulfate of potash, which is a smaller market. It's about a 6 million ton a year market, but it is very low in chlorine, less than 1%, which means it can be used for the high value crops, so sort of fruits and vegetables and some nuts. So it's a market that is growing with population growth. It's a market that is growing because of the changing diet away from sort of less cereal and more fruit and veg. So you've got growing population, growing market, you know, less land available. So, you know, I think fertilizers and potash, and particularly SOP, which is a premium product, is a good place to be, and certainly will work well for Danakali over the next two centuries.
Well, the two centuries might see me out, actually. But in terms of the current situation at the company, what's sort of the recent events and how are things panning out in that sort of way?
Yeah, so there were some changes in terms of the leadership of the company. 2020 was disappointing for shareholders. They didn't see the further progress on the funding of the project. The share price did weaken through the year.
Right. And so just looking at those sorts of factors, I'm presuming that some of the boardroom activities, a bit of COVID in there as well. And there's also a bit of Eritrea activity in there, which means that the shares are maybe trading on a discount to where they should be or could be expected to be.
Yes, and that's right. I mean, look, before, as you know, before a mining project's built, you would expect it to be, you know, trade below its value, you know, its net present value, or whatever sort of tools you want, or its discounted cash flow, whatever tools you want to use to analyze it. But in this case, it is the value of this project is a multiple of the current sort of market cap of the company. So, yeah, I think part of it's Eritrea, but, you know, I think the Eritrean route sanctions have been dropped. There is sort of progress in the country and a project like Kalulu that will be run, you know, on very strong principles.
So at the moment, one could say that we are looking at a stock which is at maybe even more of a discount than it would normally be at this stage of the cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially given that there's nothing complicated about this project. You know, it is shallow, it's open pit mining, there's nothing complicated in the processing. Plus, you know, in terms of the valuations that the company's put out there, it's not included any value for, you know, byproducts such as the rock salt or some of the other salts. So even without all of that in, I mean, I would, you know, typically in my sort of former life as a as a fund manager at JP Morgan, if it was in this sort of phase, I would look and say, okay, if I think it's worth, let's say, whatever, 100, if it's trading, you know, 50 below or less than half of what I think the value is in the development phase, then I'm interested. That's certainly the case for, you know, for Danakali.
Is all the key to this really the time frame in terms of the financing? And basically, once the financing is through, in a way, you'd miss the bargain basement kind of levels that we're at the moment.
I think so. It's sort of like the market is aware that there is further financing required. You know, the company is working very hard to and quickly to, you know, to get that resolved. And
okay, and then in just in terms of the likely trajectory of the rest of the year, is it just about the funding, or is it are there other events that we're looking forward to as well?
No, I think it's funding. So the other work has been done. You know, the contracts have been sort of signed. We know who's going to build and mine it. So it's getting this funding in place.
Clean energy, zero carbon SOP. Is that as environmentally friendly as it sounds?
Well, yes, and I think it's the ambition of, you know, a lot of mining companies that are looking at this now in terms of how, you know, you could get to that sort of zero carbon goal. And for in Eritrea's case, we've got these options of solar, wind and geothermal. So that's, you know, absolutely where the company wants to get to.
Does that mean that, you know, you might get ESG bias funds going towards Danakali as well? You'd have that backing of the environmental investor.
Yeah, it could. Yes, because, I mean, whatever type of fund you are, you know, the ESG is usually the first thing that you look at, and it's sort of front and centre. And you know, we've got, you know, companies like Antofagasta, they're generating some of their power from solar as well. So there are other mining companies going down that route, but it is a real, you know, option for Danakali. And, you know, zero carbon footprint, providing fertilizer, you know, intergenerational investment, you know, I think it ticks a lot of boxes.
Neil Gregson, a non-executive director at Danakali, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.